Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Linda Ireland is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is co-owner and partner of Avius Company, which is an organization that helps companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace. It's they help companies with lead change and help them with their strategy. She's the author of the brand spanking new book, Domino, How Customer Experience Can Tip Everything in Your Business's Favor. And she's our new friend. Linda Ireland, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. One of the things that I said in the previous segment when I introduced you to the audience, Linda, was that in 2009, by this point in the history of the marketplace, every single thing that we might have to sell, including services, is a commodity. The only thing that's unique about your relationship with your customers is the experience they have with you. What do you think?
I think that's a great point. And, you know, certainly I think every customer experience has both tangible and intangible elements. And by that, I mean, you know, you've got the product that's certainly part of your customer experience. None of us can think about going to Starbucks and not having the coffee itself be part of the experience. But you're absolutely right. It is both the combination of the tangible things, your product, your price, things like that, and the things that are intangible, the emotions that your customers feel, the tone of voice that you use, or the music that's on, plays on hold when your customers call your business and you might not be available.
Yep.
All of those things together can create a customer experience that is really only uniquely yours.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is one of the things that I like that you mentioned all those different things that people have. You know, every one of us, including me, all of us, should walk outside of our buildings, go outside of our systems, go outside of our four walls, and come in to our business the way customers do. By phone, by the front door, by you know, driving up from the neighborhood, around the block from, you know, from somewhere else, going on the website, buy something from yourself, see how that whole experience looks, and if any of that is not absolutely seamless and beautiful, you got some work to do, don't you?
Absolutely, and you know, you said seamless and beautiful, and I appreciate that because that's clearly one thing that you want to happen. In addition, the other, I love your thought about walking a mile in your customer's shoes because it gives you a sense of whether or not you actually solve the need that your customer came to you with from their perspective. Because as you've alluded to, their perspective wins. And so every customer experience begins with a person who has a problem that's worth solving to them. And so it's not so much about whether you sell product, it's about whether or not you solve that problem. From their perspective, that is yes or no, I'll come back and buy from this business again.
Well, and you know, sometimes people have a hard time being you know, dramatic or being exciting, or you know, sometimes people are, you know, some people are just not they don't feel comfortable, you know, being a little silly or whatever, you know, creating some kind of theater, some kind of experience for the customer. Sometimes they feel like they can't do that, but you got to figure out something to differentiate yourself because your products can't do that anymore, can they?
That's right. And what differentiates you is whether or not or how well you solve that problem versus others who can also work on that problem. So, for example, at Avius, what we sell is consulting and education and books. Mentioned that I had one recently.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we sell. But what we solve is, you know, frankly, we're a global firm, but we're a small firm, and what we solve is that we're really good at helping leaders take money out of the business while improving the customer experience. And so that's different than what we sell. And so I think that's an interesting question, is can you think about what problem you solve? Because sometimes being dramatic or exciting doesn't necessarily solve the problem. Think about if you went to the doctor. You know, it's not necessarily having a doctor who's dramatic or exciting would necessarily be appropriate to solve that problem.
Well, and you mentioned the doctor. You know, the thing that you want from a doctor is somebody who listens and somebody who gives you confidence.
Absolutely.
And so, Absolutely. So you know, that, those you have to work on those things. I mean, the medicine one doctor is going to prescribe, and the diagnosis one doctor probably is going to be very similar to another doctor. Oftentimes, you get a second opinion, you get the same opinion. So, but how do you? What makes you think about that, folks? What makes you decide if you have something you have to have a doctor check on? And they tell you one thing, and that person tells you one thing. You go to get a second opinion, the other person tells you the same thing exactly. Now we know what you got, and we know what to do about it. Which doctor do you go back to, and why would you choose one over the other? There's something about them that made a difference. It wasn't the medicine, was it, Linda?
Well, it might have been the quality of the care you thought you perceived. And so, you know, the absolutely part of that answer is, do I trust this doctor still? But you're absolutely right. It is the tangible answer. You know, you have XYZ. And the question is, what I'm trying to solve is I just either want, if it's a preventative business,
right,
I want someone who is a partner in my health. And if I have something wrong, then I'm trying to get better as fast as possible. And so what's the question, what's the whole thing that doctor can do? This is a great conversation, Jim, because we're talking about some of the things that you can misstep and kind of fall into about what customer experience isn't. And one of them isn't the idea that we're dispelling the myth that more is always better.
Right.
More excitement, more thrills, more cheaper price.
Mm-hmm.
What we're really getting at is more happiness isn't necessarily the answer. What's the answer is solving the problem for that person.
Talk to us about the choice of the title Domino. What are you going for there in the book?
Well, Jim, have you ever thought about those lines of falling dominoes where, you know, if you take dominoes, stand them up on their end?
Yeah, yeah.
If you choose the one, no matter how long or complex the line, if you choose the front one well, place it just right, if you tip it over, it can tip everything else over and have this really wonderful result. Well,
right.
When I think about what it's...
Hold on, Linda, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with our new friend, Linda Ireland. Her new book is called Domino. It's all about the customer experience. Actually, your ability to deliver that customer experience, because that's the only thing that differentiates you from your competitors. 20 after the hour. I'll get on the right side of the clock in a minute. I'm Jim Blassingame, the host who can't tell time. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for listening to the things that we have there, which you can do. We have thousands of past interviews that you can listen to. We got a small business minute there that you can listen to. 59 seconds of my pearls of wisdom that I've written and have produced for you there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to, including my blog. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. My knowledge base, you can ask a question. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Oh, my books are there too, by the way. And of course, you can always you can also follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. Linda Ireland is our guest. She's our new friend, soon to be not such a new friend. She'll be a longtime friend before long. She's the author of Domino. It's an outstanding book on customer care, on helping you. This book will help you build a customer experience, which is what you want, folks. That's the only thing that differentiates you. And Linda, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
You can find me at CustomerExperienceForProfit.com, and you'll find my blog there and an opportunity to link to my business, Avius. You can also find me at Avius.com.
Spell that.
And you can also follow me on Twitter at Linda Ireland.
Spell your company name.
Avius is based on the Latin word for out of the ordinary, and it's spelled A, V as in Victor, E-U-S.
avs.com. And I like that concept, Linda. I don't like to use the word normal. There's nothing normal about anything around in my operation, so I almost never use that word. And you sound like you probably agree with me. We're talking about the domino effect, the viral opportunity, the perpetual motion opportunity that providing one customer with an experience can have. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, if you think about, customer experience is one of those phrases that's often discussed, but have you noticed no one ever really defines it? And I think about customer experience, we've talked a lot about where it starts, and that's with a person who has a problem that's worth something to them to have solved. And their experience is what happens and how they feel as they learn about all their options, including your company, for the first time. Try out those options to see which one's the best answer, go through the buying process, use that product or service to solve their need, and then even as their needs start to evolve over time. So you start thinking about this whole chronology or cycle of events that is unique to every customer and is based on the success or failure of that experience is based on how well you solve that problem. We talked a little bit before the break about dominoes. And why I called the book Domino. We were talking about those lines of falling dominoes.
Right.
You know, most of us would agree that the payoff that any of us want for our businesses at the end is profit. And even if you're in a nonprofit or a social sector organization, you really want that sustainable resource return at the end of a gain of what you do. And if you think about the middle dominoes, it's all the decisions and actions across your business that happen every day. They all have to line up to the front domino in order to get the back one to tip
exactly.
over.
Right.
As business leaders, we tend to argue a lot about what the front domino is because, try this, Jim. Have you ever heard this lately? We're going to make every single decision to maximize profitability. we're going to make every decision to maximize market share growth.
How many times has that been said in the last 12 months?
Oh, my gosh. And, I admit it, I'm guilty myself. But what we're talking about is what would happen in your business if you could envision the ideal customer experience, the perfect version of what would happen and how your target customers should feel as they learn about you all the way through how their needs evolve over time. If you could use that as the front domino,
mm-hmm.
as the litmus test that drives every decision in your business on a daily basis, you could tip all those things over and get the profit that you need in the back.
Here's what that might sound like. This is one of your customers telling their neighbor, this thing happened and I brought it up to them. It was something that wasn't quite right. And you know what they did? They gave me a new one. and the other person said, really? They just replaced the whole thing? Yeah, they just replaced the whole thing. They didn't make you go back to the manufacturer? No, they took care of it right there. Can you believe that? Well, guess what? That might have cost you a little bit extra for making that replacement, but you got that customer to tell their neighbor about you.
Absolutely.
That's a domino,
Absolutely.
Isn't it? That's a domino.
That's absolutely a domino, Jim.
Yeah. So we got about a minute. Last thoughts on the domino effect.
Well, I encourage you to think about what problem you solve for your customers, not what product you sell, but what problem you solve, and think about how you can make your business different if everybody in your business used that as kind of their test, whether you're thinking about two copy headlines on an ad you're running next week, or whether you're thinking about the next person you hire, or whether or not you should buy a new machine, that which ones of those decisions, of those options you have, could actually move you closer and faster to solving a problem for your customers. Because we know from our research that those businesses that do that, that make those decisions using a target customer experience as
mm-hmm.
a guide,
mm-hmm.
they're the ones that make more money. And that's easy for you to do too.
And they're the ones that weather the storms that we have every so often, right?
Absolutely.
That's the difference between two competitors in the market, one doing well and one not doing well. Hey, Linda, thanks for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you, Jim. I've enjoyed it. Thanks
Will you come back another day? We'll do that. We'll get Linda back real soon. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Her book, by the way, is called Domino, wherever books are sold. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.